Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating. Ray Keating is Chief Economist for Small Business Council, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Ray, tell us about it.
All things small business and entrepreneurship, head over to our website, SBEcouncil.org. We work on, obviously, a whole host of federal issues, international issues, trade, also state policy matters, and then we bring all sorts of good information to folks to help them better run their businesses or find funding to start up their firms, et cetera. So it's really a comprehensive website. So I would urge folks
check
to go
it
over
out
there and become a member. Become a member.
Yeah, and donate to them, folks. They can use your help. You've heard Karen Kerrigan, the president, on the show talk about the important work that they do there. And in that, on their website is a state spotlight, employment and labor force in the big four states. Ray, let's talk about this. You've done some research on the job growth, et cetera, in four key states. Tell us about it.
Sure. I look at the big four in terms of population: California, Texas, Florida, and New York. And it's kind of interesting because those four states split into these two very different groups from a policy perspective. So if you look at our small business policy index for this year, where we rank the states on policy measures and costs and so on, Texas was number one, Florida was number three, and then at the other end, New York came in 47th and California 49th. So taking that information, right, two states rank great, two states rank poorly. I looked at the most recent jobs data, and two things popped out. Number one was when you look at job creation, employment gains over the past year, both Florida and Texas had sizable percentage gains. So
yeah.
Texas had the fourth fastest, Florida was the second fastest. And then on the flip, and those were, the point there is that they were far ahead of where California and New York were. You know, actually both Florida and Texas came in at double the rate of New York and came in well ahead of California. So that's interesting. But then even more interesting is the labor force. You know, how many people are actually working or looking for work in each of these states? And again, what you saw was over the past year, big gains in Florida and Texas, very healthy markets. But when you look at California and New York, they both actually declined. You had a decline in the labor force in both of those states. So that's
because of exodus, right?
Right. Well, that's the other thing. When you look at our if you go and look at our full study that's available on our website, the Small Business Policy Index for 2019, I break out this data over a longer term and group, you know, I group the states according to our index and all. And yes, and what you see is states like California and New York and New Jersey and Illinois and a whole host of ones that rank poorly. Basically, people are leaving those states and have been leaving those states for quite some time.
20-plus years.
Oh,
Ray, I've been reporting on this.
Yeah, more than that.
I've been reporting on this. I know the reason I say that is I've been reporting on this for over 20 years. On every year, sometimes more than once a year, report of some kind on people leaving states. The first one that I report on was the California business owners who were closing up shop and moving to Colorado. See, if we were doing this interview 15 years ago, you wouldn't have had Texas in your numbers. You would have had Colorado in your numbers. Now, Florida or Texas, one would have been replaced by Colorado. But here's what I've noticed. Now, these are the implications that you got to add to your point here, Ray. When the Californians moved to Colorado, a red state, they ran away from the policies in California to Colorado because they didn't like what was going on in California, but they voted the same way and they turned Colorado a blue state.
Yeah, well, this goes back to...
So when Perry, Governor Perry said, come to Texas, I said, Governor, be careful what you wish for. Go ahead. Last thoughts, go ahead.
And well, the question here is, where's that failure, right? Who's failing here in terms of educating people on how policy impacts the world? And this is what, this is my job.
Right.
And a whole host of other people and yourself as well. But, we got to do a better job
it's
at
exactly
explaining how this all works.
Why we're talking about it right now, because you can't leave bad environment and come and behave the same way when you go to a good environment. You'll turn it bad. Right, Ray?
Absolutely. Nailed it.
RayKeating.com, SBEcouncil.com. Hey, Ray, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Sure, Jim. Always love talking with you.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.